Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is in Scotland hoping to make some trade deals. He set an August 1st deadline for the European Union and other nations. More from CBS's Erica Brown.
He was cautiously optimistic about the prospects of reaching a trade agreement with the European Union.
I think we have a good 50-50 chance.
But as his tariff deadline quickly approaches, the president suggested there were a number of issues that would still need to be negotiated for a deal.
The sticking points are having to do with maybe 20 different things.
Trump also says the EU will need to lower tariffs to strike a trade agreement.
The UN is warning of famine in Gaza, where health officials say dozens of people have starved to death in the past week.
People are now literally dropping over out of exhaustion and fainting in the streets and dying in increasing numbers from starvation.
Max Rodenbeck is the Israel-Palestine director at the International Crisis
Group. We can talk and talk and talk about a ceasefire, but the really urgent need is to get food to people in Gaza immediately.
Britain, France, and Germany are urging Israel to end the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
News that Israel will allow countries to airdrop aid into Gaza has come far too late.
The UN says a third of the people in Gaza are going days without eating. President Emmanuel Macron says France will formally recognize a Palestinian state, and he's urging other European nations to do the same. Aaron David Miller is a former top U.S. Mideast negotiator with Israel.
This is going to drive the Israelis further into their own corner. One of the most radical extremist ministers who sits in the Israeli government has now called, in response to the French move, for the annexation, formal annexation of the West Bank.
Her attorney says Ghislaine Maxwell did not hold anything back during her second meeting with Justice Department officials. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Deputy U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche, a former Trump criminal defense lawyer, has now conducted two closed-door meetings with Maxwell in an effort to quiet criticisms the administration is blocking access to the Epstein files.
There's no indication when the Justice Department may reveal what Maxwell and Blanche talked about. Her attorney says she was asked about 100 people with alleged ties to Epstein. Some former federal prosecutors say it's hard to believe the Justice Department would believe anything, Maxwell tells them. A growing number of African Americans are relocating to Kenya. They say they want to reconnect with their history and a culture and enjoy Kenya's tropical climate and friendly people. They say the Trump administration isn't the main reason they're leaving, but the current political environment has them acting sooner than they had originally planned. Many of them have made the move to Kenya in just the last few years. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 60s. Sunny, hot, and humid for Sunday. Highs in the low 90s. The heat index will push near 100. Sunday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms in low 70s.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Ben Giles, founder of Laughable Productions and the funniest person in Oshkosh contest. Then, If Walls Could Talk host and podcaster Mike Siegel joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Joey Miskelin and his magic accordion and doing Jambalaya. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. I am Tim Hobble, the polka guy, and we're going to keep you company here. And it's the last polka show of this month. Probably the summer is just flying on by here, end of July. My gosh. August is on its way. We got some good tunes for you this morning. I'm glad you could join us. Or all you vacationers, in case you didn't realize that this is on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. And also, or on Sundays, if there's no baseball game, we will be on Sunday from 1 until 2. So, anywho, we'll continue here with more music from the Kenny Bass Orchestra.
A baby, a family, and maybe our own little world where we'll laugh and we'll play. I go on saying forever and ever, I love you, my darling, I do.
Sing you a song, song about my gal friend I love so dear. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer.
Oh,
ice cubes in beer, boys, ice cubes in beer. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer. She was my gal friend, I loved her dear. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer.
Ice cubes in beer.
Oh, ice cubes in beer, boys, ice cubes in beer. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer. She was my gal friend, I loved her dear. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer.
settle down in a small cottage not far from town. I'll do the cooking, I'll make it nice. So you drink the beer, hun, but lay off the ice.
Oh, ice cubes in beer, boys, ice cubes in beer. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer. She was my gal friend, I loved her dear. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer.
Music from Kenny Brandt. Kenny Brandt. Kenny Bass. I was thinking of Kenny Brandt because I was looking up another tune coming your way. And good polka music there. Some early polkas from the 50s. Huh? Like that stuff. Well, okay. Continuing now, we have a album here from HG Studios, a 25th anniversary special they put together. Some of this stuff has never been released before. And this is the Russ Allen Studio Band, and he's going to perform for us Spike's Polka, which is actually Spike McCauley, who had a band, Spike Michael Band, and he's passed on now. But his music still lives on. But Russ Allen's going to play this one here. So let's give her a spin, shall we? Spikes Polka is the name of that one. Russ Allen's band, You Betcha. And we're going to continue. I said something about Kenny Brandt Band, and he's coming up right now with the Yakety Sax Medley. Is Kenny Brandt and his Yakety Sax Medley. Wow, talk about double tongue and all that stuff, huh? Woohoo! Okay, we're going to continue with our program right after these messages. So stick around. We'll be right back here on the Civic Media Network, WFHR, AM 1320, FM 97.5. We'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Ferd Bischel and his band up next. And the Iron Mike Polka. Alfred Bichel and his band from 1973 and album entitled Polka Power Plus. And that was the Iron Mike Polka. We're going to do one more here. He gets out the old shoehorn, his tuba, and he's going to play one here called Piccadilly. Ferd Bichel in the band with Piccadilly and Skirts. Hey, we got time for a short one.
Stola, stola, nie żyje, żyje nam. Stola, stola, nie żyje, żyje nam. Jeszcze raz, nie żyje, żyje nam. Nie żyje nam.
Oh, yeah!
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
CBS News Brief. President Trump hopes to make a trade deal with the European Union during his trip to Scotland.
The sticking points are having to do with maybe 20 different things.
He has set an August 1st deadline. The UN's World Food Program says the hunger crisis in Gaza has reached astonishing levels of desperation. Max Rodenbeck is with the International Crisis Group.
People are now literally dropping over out of exhaustion and fainting in the streets and dying in increasing numbers from starvation.
Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney says she held nothing back in her latest meeting with Justice Department officials. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Deputy U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche has now conducted two closed-door meetings with Maxwell in an effort to quiet criticisms the administration is blocking access to the Epstein files.
Her lawyer says Maxwell was asked about 100 different people. There's no word when the Justice Department may share what Maxwell had to say. Some former federal prosecutors say she can't be believed. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.
Thursday, July 31st at 6:35 is Healthcare Appreciation Night with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. On this Thirsty Thursday, we partner with Aspirus Health to recognize our healthcare heroes. The first 750 fans through the gates will receive a Coach Ziggy bobblehead presented by Aspirus Health. Take yourself out to the ballgame at historic Winter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and Aspirus Healthcare.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear upper 60s. Sunny, hot, and humid for Sunday. Highs in the low 90s. The heat index will push near 100. Sunday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms in low 70s.
Right now, it's 62.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Business Intelligence Manager wanted at Renaissance Learning, Inc. in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll lead business analysis and processes for monthly results and reporting on KPIs. Up to 100% telecommuting permitted. Salary, $112,091 to $197,000 per year. Requires bachelor's degree in business analytics, political science, or related field, plus 4 years' experience as business intelligence analyst, data scientist, or related. Send resume to globalmobility@renaissance.com. Reference job code 058.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Yep, we have the Polish Connection coming your way right now.
Well, I thought that it was over, but over was a word I couldn't take. Each time I thought I'd left you, I'd find my way back to you the next day. I was foolish to think that I could leave you for good. At times I thought I might, now I know I never could. It's that same old love, all forgiving, sent from up above. And you're I'd so much as said the word goodbye. But you stood there patiently and watched my leaving turn into a lie. Heaven knows the kind of magic it keeps me hanging on. As long as you're holding me, I know I can't go wrong. It's that same old love, all forgiving, sent from up above. And you're same old love.
Same Old Love, that is the Polish Connection. You betcha. Hey, you found a CD here from years gone by. And when Roger Bright was around with us, he was playing at the Lake of the Torches around the year 2000. And I had a chance to record him. Also, Louis Bichel put together an album for Louis live from the Lake of the Torches. And let's spin one or two here from Roger Bright with his performance from the Lake of the Torches. It was the, Oktoberfest type thing there, yeah. Well, wait a second, something's not working here. Let me try this again here. We got issues.
You've done a great job today.
There we go.
You know, down in Milwaukee, they have baseball and beer and Bichel. Right? Anyway, I know we're going to have a good time tonight. We got all kinds of brochures up here on Polka Fest around the country that we're playing for. Come on up, help yourself. We also have all kinds of CDs and cassettes, and the brochures are all free, but the cassettes and CDs are not. So anyway, start things off. Squeeze your accordion. One.
Kissing always treasure forever, so many times.
There's the Roger Bright Band from around the year 2000 at the Lake of the Torches. Good to hear some of his old music, huh? Hey, we got to turn our attention now to Chad Sibilski, and he's going to perform the Joe and Katie's Polka.
Stąd są miały rosy, pojedziew się dziecko działy. Hej, moja moty czasy, hej, korajo przy koro. Hej, skocz ramu zygardem, hej, wysyk niepy konkon. Hej, wyso, wyso wiatem. Hej, skocz ramu zygardem, hej, wysyk niepy konkon, hej, wyso, wyso wiatem. Thank you.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, so quickly our time has gone by here at the Polka Party. And we'll do this again next week, which will be into August. Oh, my gosh, huh? And right now, though, we're going to have Louis Bichel and his orchestra take us out with the E-I-E-I-E-I-O. Haven't done that for a while. And it's Dance Around the Floor with Me.
Won't you all come dance with me? Oh, how happy we will be.
Zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Wisconsin news headlines for the weekend, who may be in the running for governor next, and previewing our Tuesday show with Joe Thomas. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is mixing golf and politics during his trip to Scotland. Reporters asked him if he'll offer any suggestions when he meets with the president of the EU Commission tomorrow.
I mean, there's a couple of things I could say, but on immigration, you better get your act together, or you're not going to have Europe anymore.
Trump is also expected to talk trade with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The UN's World Food Program says the hunger crisis in Gaza has reached new levels of desperation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is slamming the international community.
I have repeatedly condemned the horrific 7 October terror attacks by Hamas, but nothing can justify the explosion of death and destruction since. The scale and scope is beyond anything we have seen in recent times. I cannot explain the level of indifference and inaction we see by too many in the international community. The lack